This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. That's singer-songwriter Michaela Ann's song, By Our Design. She grew up the daughter of a Navy officer. That means Michaela moved around a lot. In turn, that constant uprooting fuels some of the songs on her new album, Desert Dove. Michaela Ann joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So your dad served in submarines, right?
Yes, he was a submarine captain.
So what does all that moving around do to a kid who's just trying to make friends?
Oh, man. I mean, I joke most nights that I talk about this on stage that it results in a lot of therapy, but it's interesting. There's pros and cons to it. It was a wonderful, rich upbringing because I got to see so much of the country and the world. We lived in Europe and Southern Italy when I was in high school, and that, you know, I learned how to be adaptable, how to be open to all different kinds of people and lifestyles, and developed, I think, a taste and a curiosity and a desire to learn about different ways of life and culture and music and all of that. At the same time, it's slightly dramatic to, yeah. I remember being as young as like 8 years old and going into my new school, scanning the room, trying to figure out who looked nice enough to try and befriend before lunch so I wasn't alone.
Well, that makes me think about Child of the Wind, where you sing that your hometown was a back seat looking at highway signs and also adds that you're everybody's temporary friend. Does that echo through to who you are as an adult?
Oh, completely. I have to kind of consciously tell myself, like, people aren't going to go away. I kind of always am coming from this place of, oh, this is going to end. Any good thing that's happening, I always have an underlying anxiety of, well, this is going to end. These friendships aren't going to be forever. These, you know, experiences aren't going to be forever. Everybody's temporary friend is like, I've always thought I have a really full, rich life with really incredible people. But, you know, even now that I've continued my life, I've chosen a path as a touring musician, I miss out a lot on my friends' big moments in life. And not even their big moments, the day-to-day. You know, you miss out on baby showers and weddings and different things like that. I've always had this weird thing of, like, I've never been anybody's maid of honor, and I don't think I ever will.
Oh.
You know, and there's, like, an element of sadness. I think I long focused on the sadness of that. But there's also, you know, again, a richness of everywhere I go, I know people more often than not.
How do you react, Michaela, when people compare you to folks like Linda Ronstadt and Emmylou Harris?
Ugh, it makes me emotional. on one hand, it's so validating and humbling at the same time. Those are my main influences. So to get, you know, a response of people hearing what I've been putting into my work and my songs and my singing, that's extremely validating. At the same time, I try and have a healthy detachment from kind of praise, I guess. You know, the reason I love someone like Linda Ronstadt so much and Emmylou Harris is because of their, you know, not only their talent, but their work ethic, their philosophy, as far as I understand it from interviews. I don't know either of them, but their approach to music and approach to their careers with always keeping their love and their relationship to music at the forefront and the driving force, that informs me and my approach to my life just as much as how much I just aesthetically like their singing and their song choices.
Someone might see and think we're in love. They won't
are a couple of songs on here that have a more country, rootsy feel, and I'm thinking of Two Fools in particular, and I listened to that record several times, and I was trying to figure out, are those two people still in love? It's a little ambiguous.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the way it's supposed to be.
I'll leave that up to the listener to decide, and I think every listener will probably have a different interpretation based on their own collective experiences, I would think. That's what draws me to country music, is basically the dysfunction. Yeah. the drama of these dysfunctional relationships that feed so many of the heartbreaking songs of country music. You know, I'm a huge Tammy Wynette fan and Patsy Cline fan, and those just achingly sad songs, that's what informed Two Fools. And I think in my approach to music, it's funny because some people are like, well, Two Fools or something like, If I Wanted Your Opinion sounds so country versus like my song One Heart. And for some people, I think that is hard for them to understand. But for me, they're all coming from me. So there doesn't need to be a separation, I think. I think I'll probably always write songs that sometimes sound very reminiscent of this kind of classic country thing, and then and some songs that sound much more, I think, for lack of a better term, progressive.
Can I say one more thing about One Heart, and I'm going to let you go? But that song in particular reminds me of Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, that's awesome. The discord of the lyrical content I felt was important to try and express musically, and who is more dysfunctional than Fleetwood Mac?
No one.
I'm glad it sounds like we expressed that musically as well.
It's in there. Michaela Ann's new record is called Desert Dove. It's out now. Thanks for your time, Michaela.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a great, great time. Where you see I love to fail.